Hi! We at The Independent are launching a brand new podcast called Double Take. Each week, we'll bring one of our columnists into the studio to read one of their most popular comment pieces. Then, we'll catch up with them to ask what happened after we clicked publish. Do they still hold the same views now, or did your response make them think again? For our first episode next week, we'll be speaking with political columnist Matthew Norman about why he gets such a kick out of Donald Trump.
These wretches have only their incomes and status to protect. Since they've proved that they will do anything in that cause, it's a gimme they will abandon Trump the moment they see him as a mortal danger to their re-election.
But it's not all politics. We'll also be hearing from writers such as Amru Al-Qadi, an Arab actor who's been asked to audition for the role of terrorist over 30 times.
I'm now 26, and in my career I've been sent nearing 30 scripts for which I've been asked to play terrorists on screen. Roles have varied from ones as meaty as suspicious bearded man on tube to Muslim man who hides his bombs in a deceptive burqa.
There will also be Kate Higham, head of the Assassinations Project at Reprieve, who will be reading a piece out on behalf of Jalal Malik, who is currently on the US drone kill list.
My friends began to decline my invitations, afraid that dinner might be interrupted by another missile. I took to the habit of sleeping under the trees, well above my home, to avoid acting as a magnet of death for my whole family.
I'll be your host, Kirsty Major. You can subscribe to this show on iTunes, Acast, or wherever else you get your podcasts. See you next week.